Thanks to Raycon Wireless Earbuds for supporting The Skim Show. Raycon Earbuds start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market. Go to buyraycon.com/skim and get 15% off your Raycon order. Hey everybody, welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And this is the Scott and Kim Show, where we sit around in our echoey living room and talk to each other about life and things and stuff.
Is it that echoey?
No, it's okay. Not that bad. This room has more echo than other rooms, but what are you going to do? It's better outside when we go out there, but now it's cold.
But it's cold.
Yeah, we could always do the basement.
It's gotten nice and cold outside. I feel like winter crept up on me, but I feel like that every year. I'm like, well, it's December. It's supposed to be winter now.
What's the weather right now? Let's just take a look.
It was like 40 today.
Where are you going?
I gotta pick this up. I just realized there's a straight pin on the floor from our...
It's 34 degrees, dude.
Oh, that's cold. Cold for...
So, I want to start things off with just a mention here.
For here.
Our new Oklahoma neighbors heard the show and said they don't mind being called Okies. Which I just throwing that out there in case some Oklahoma person's listening who gave me heat before. Apparently it's okay to be called an Okie.
Yeah, he's like, he came to the door. Well, he was asking about the cat in the neighborhood and whatever, but he's like, yeah. Hey, just let your husband know we don't mind being called Okies.
By the way, whose cat is that?
It's the neighborhood cat.
So no owner?
It's literally been walking around begging for food for about 2 years.
And why does it hang around here so much? Would it be because Carter has fed this cat?
I talked to the neighbor. He fed it. The neighbors behind them feed it all the time. Like, there's bowls out for it.
We fed it.
We've fed it many times.
Multiple times. All through the summer, I remember feeding that thing.
So, of course, it hangs around. Now. I think it's because it's cold. It doesn't have a home. It's literally, he was laughing because I said, well, actually, that thing's been the neighborhood cat for a couple of years. He goes, how long? I said, a couple of years. Everyone around us seems to be pretty much pet lovers. And so I think everyone's like, feels bad for it.
My dog is looking at me like, what do you want? Don't come up here.
I mean, it's a really pretty cat. So I feel like it was maybe dropped off in the neighborhood or something.
Yeah, it's a really pretty orange kitty. And
your dog doesn't listen to you.
No, it's okay. I like her anyway. She likes to be
she
with me.
She doesn't listen to anybody.
She likes to jump up and be with me. So she's up with me now. Well, anyway, the reason I asked is because if we don't want the cat around, we probably shouldn't feed it. But it sounds like everybody's into it. So
Carter loves it. She thinks it's just great that it's there.
You can't take that out of her. She'll never be so old and cynical that she will give up her lifelong
her
obsession
own
with kitties
for food for the cats.
So we weren't here last week because we just were busy catching up. It was Thanksgiving and it was just nuts.
Yeah, sorry about that, but it was a crazy...
And we didn't record the week before that because we were on our trip.
Yeah, it was a fun week though.
Yeah, and on the trip we thought about recording, but then we didn't because...
We were too busy relaxing.
We were trying to have a vacation. And not that this is hard work, but it's work. You know?
Yeah.
There's work involved.
I mean, yeah.
Mostly for me. After we talk, I have to go do a bunch of stuff. But
don't mind.
I don't mind, but we had a really good time in St. George. We went down there for a solid week, and my favorite thing about it was because of COVID, we pretty much just hung out with each other. We didn't go any major public places. We cooked there.
We took food with us, and it was really fun that way because we just got to grill and sit on the back patio.
Yep. And we had a timeshare thing there. And
behind it was just this big open...
Big desert.
Deserty field
mountains
behind us.
And desert.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's awesome. If you've never been to St. George, it's this beautiful combination of red rock and big sky and just great temperatures this time of year. It's just really, really awesome. It's like 72 every day.
Yeah.
In the summer, it gets to be like 104 all the time, but I'd still live in it.
Yeah.
It's dry heat. And we thought about going to Vegas, but we didn't do it because what's the point?
I can't go do anything fun.
Well, I mean, we could have driven down state or May or what is it? The
Las Vegas Boulevard, which is
the strip. Vegas Strip. We could have done that. And that's always okay. But that's usually just you do that because you're driving around because you had to get places. So for us to drive another hour and a half to Vegas just to drive up down the strip and then go home would have been weird. So
well, and it wasn't exactly, you're not exactly going in and going to all the amazing restaurants it has or things like that. And so there really was no reason, even if you went for, I don't know.
Plus they were having a big uptick in cases and it was just weird. Yeah. So I didn't want to do it. So we didn't do that. But my favorite day was Thursday. Because the week of that week, that Thursday, we didn't do anything. Like, I can't remember the last time in my life where I just stayed in bed and we ordered food in bed and we just laid there.
And we just picked it up at the front door. It was great.
And napped.
Like, there was watch TV.
Watch TV, chilled.
We never get to sit around.
We never do that. So that was great. Like, at the time, I was like, it's weird. Whenever I don't feel like I'm working all the time, I feel guilty that I'm not working all the time. But that day, I didn't feel guilty. I just felt
finally.
Guilty. Yeah. And Kim watched some really bad Christmas movies on the Hallmark channel.
Well, and it was like on TV, so there was commercials.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. I don't know how you people that still do pay TV. I don't know what you're doing.
Well, it's everybody's choice.
It's 90% commercials and then a little bit of a show.
It did feel like more commercials than show.
It's bad. It's way worse than it used to be. Yeah. I mean, unless you're into it. Unless you're like, oh, I can't wait for the next freaking Dove hand soap commercial.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
maybe later they'll have one about mesothelioma. Or how to buy gold bonds today or whatever. Or medication. Like, ask your doctor if these 12
the
things
funny
we just
thing
mentioned
is
are good
we
for you.
We were having issues with one of the TVs that it didn't get reception correctly. It kept just kind of...
It was a satellite thing,
It was awful.
Yeah.
And so we even watched less TV because of that.
Yeah. And the point of the trip wasn't just to watch TV, but...
No, it was nice. We had books, but because you couldn't go do anything exciting or fun, we did do a little bit of hiking, which was beautiful.
Yeah, it's really pretty. Apparently, we missed a couple of really neat, like, canyony things that are barely, just like right there.
Yeah.
I didn't know, though. I had a fan write in and say, oh, you should go over to this thing. It's like giant boulders. You just walk around them and...
Oh, is it Sugarloaf? Because that is like that.
I don't know. Sugarloaf.
Yeah, it's called Sugarloaf.
I lived on Sugarloaf Lane for a long time.
It wasn't there, though.
In high school. Yeah. No, it wasn't.
Anyway.
The only boulders in that house
We couldn't do a lot, which actually made us, it kind of forced us into actually sitting around and reading and relaxing and not stressing over anything. Usually we vacation around
Rainer.
Really good food.
Sorry, butt stop. Stay here. Stay upstairs. Sorry. Dog's trying to sneak downstairs.
And we couldn't really vacation around food, so we cooked really good food.
Mm-hmm. But we did get, I got a chai in town and found this place that puts monk fruit in their drinks.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never heard of monk fruit, and now I'm all about the monk fruit. I want candy that's flavored with monk fruit, because it's like it's a plant-based sweetener. It's actually from a fruit that gets all dried out and dehydrated, and the result is like this granulated sugar that has none of the properties of sugar.
It's processed, though, into making it look like sugar.
Oh, well, maybe. The point is, though, it's got sweetener and zero
calories
and or sugar content. And so I'm always looking for stuff
There's
like that.
There's no sugar alcohols or the things that make you...
Give you the runny butt.
Give you the runny butt.
Yeah, don't do sugar alcohols. Whoever you are out there, you're going to hear. But like, they make these Jelly Bellies, and if you want to laugh for an afternoon, go to Amazon and read the reviews.
Don't laugh too hard.
Don't laugh too hard after you've eaten them. But the Amazon reviews for those jelly beans is some of the funniest stuff I've ever read. Like, oh my gosh, everyone had problems with them.
I haven't even looked.
You could eat one or two and you'd be fire.
All right. You're playing with fire. Well, that's because you had a whole package when you did it.
No, the one time I didn't, I had two or three and it was like, okay, here we go. Like, that stuff's messed up. So don't do those. But like anything with Zevia plant?
Stevia.
Sorry. No, Stevia is the brand name.
No. Stevia is the plant.
I'm sorry.
Stevia
is
the brand.
Zevia is the drink that uses Stevia.
Correct.
Stevia, the plant-based plant. The Stevia plant is one I like,
mm-hmm.
and it's from a plant.
We've used that a lot.
And no chemicals, no weirdness. I mean, everything's a chemical, but you know what I mean? Like no artificial anything. And then this monk fruit, which I'd never heard of before.
I swear I said it and you went, I don't know if that's a thing. I don't know if I believe that. And I showed him and then he was all
in. I couldn't believe it. And then, I tried it. I went, what? This is amazing. And it didn't.
It wasn't bitter or weird.
No, it was fantastic. If anything, it was a little too sweet. It was like.
I think the cat's back. Is that the
cat? Rainer, come here. Rainer, come here. Come here. Come here. Oh my gosh. This must be the most annoying podcast ever. Rainer, come here. Is it really the kitty? All right, I'm gonna pause this. All right, we put the dog in the kennel. That is to say, Kim put the dog in the kennel while I sat here. So it worked out great.
It was the cat, the neighborhood cat. It literally is just a neighborhood. Everyone feeds it a little bit.
Do you think all their dogs bark at it too, or is it just ours? Okay,
probably.
Not too bad. Anyway, so the trip was great, and I recommend it, especially if you can work something out now while things have been so weird and tense.
Work out staying somewhere and chilling out and feeling like you're on a vacation.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
It was lovely.
And then last week was Thanksgiving, which was fantastic.
It was pretty good because we only had six of us plus a baby. I don't know if you count him as a full seven yet.
Yeah, he's a person.
I know he's a person.
He's got a lot of personality.
Yeah, but can you say he's a... He doesn't eat half a turkey like I do.
He eats more turkey than Carter does.
But normally Thanksgivings around here are like 50 people at my sister's house or something.
Well, on both sides. Yeah. We have a lot of people. But we decided not to even risk it and not risk being around our parents during this time. Yeah,
not even small groups like that. We just did it with we call it the SSP, same six people. Same seven people, I guess. As an S also. And that worked out great. Kim made all the amazing stuff. She made this, holy shite, it was cornbread stuffing.
Yep.
And everyone's still kind of reeling from that. That was amazing. I'd never had anything like it. And so I thought, oh, she found some Pinterest business or something. She made it up. She completely made it up.
And Dylan smoked a turkey. It was fantastic.
He was high as a kite for weeks. smoked a turkey. Yeah, no, he smoked a turkey.
He did a Cajun smoked also.
And he filled it full of weird Cajun butter, which I'm sure I'm fat from now.
He injected it with Cajun butter and then did Cajun seasoning on the outside, but smoked it for 4 or 5 hours.
It was perfect.
It was so good.
It was perfect. I've never had a better turkey. It was tender and amazing. Even that deep fried one your brother did, which was very good.
Which is very good too.
This was my favorite. So he killed it with the turkey. It was fantastic. Didn't actually kill the turkey, but you know, killed it with the process of
cooking
the turkey.
Close enough.
So that was really good. And all the sides were great. All that stuff was great. It was lovely. It was just a nice, controlled, small group. We all see each other all the time anyway.
More like we were back to our family dinner.
Yeah, it was just kind of that.
It was nice. We got to just chill and Scott played video games.
I think I'm going to miss it.
What?
Next year. Let's say next year it's all cleared up or people got vaccine or whatever. And they're like, okay, you can have 50.
We may stick with this.
I kind of like it.
It was really nice.
Isn't it also time for us to start our own traditions of our own little mini family side?
And we get together a couple times a year. Just like
with the old
4th of July and...
Yeah, just see the olds once in a while and then...
We are the olds.
Well, that's my point. The really olds all think that this is supposed to be like it was in the freaking 70s and 80s. I'm like, no, it's our turn now.
If you remember correctly, you were a kid then. So she was where we are now, but doesn't remember that.
Well,
she, I mean Scott's mom.
But even then, well, she lately, she doesn't seem to care very much. She's fine.
But she did for a long time.
Oh, for
her life. And I have a hard time thinking that when our kids decide the same thing, they want to be with just their families and all of that. I think you and I will still have fun. We'll make us a turkey breast.
I'm not going to complain.
Small versions of everything, and then that's fine.
Yeah, go to a movie, hang out, do whatever. We'll have friends then, too.
Go to a movie. I don't think we're ever going to a movie again.
You think theaters are on their way out?
I think theaters... I don't even care if theaters are on their way out. I enjoy our basement with the TV and... Whatever movie we have. I mean, we have access to almost anything.
Yeah. And this Christmas Day, instead of doing our yearly go to a theater tradition.
Yeah, this will be the first year we don't do that.
But we're going to get Wonder Woman and a Pixar movie
it's our
that day.
Year, the baby
no, we did it last
the
year.
The baby was little last year.
We still went, though. I know we did. We always do. We never not go. I don't think Tay went.
But we did. Okay.
We did.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the whole family.
I don't remember what we saw. I mean, we might have seen Endgame again or something.
I don't remember.
I don't remember what we did. But
I kind of think for us, movie theaters are out.
Right. But what I'm saying is we now live in a world where brand new films like Wonder Woman 1984 and like that new Pixar Soul movie, they're coming out day and date on Christmas Day at home.
Watch at home. I'm excited.
And theaters if people want to go, but we're doing it here and it's going to be great. Those are the two I'd want to see anyway.
Saying, though, that's why I feel like for us, movie theaters are going away. Because I feel like we can do all of that here. We can have our own popcorn. We have soda in the garage, whatever. All the things that made it a special occasion we can do here without.
I'm no expert.
And we can stay in our pajamas.
I'm no expert, but if we had access to the actual sort of overtime data about movie theaters, they were already struggling before COVID-19.
About that, we did try. We tried our very best to go for all the occasions.
It's not our job to fix it.
No,
I'm saying natural forces are at play here. Natural forces are at play.
Yeah.
And now this just accelerates it. So if it's a doomed enterprise, then okay.
Sad day.
I mean,
but I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with it too. It's not really bugging me that bad. I mean, it's like anything that goes away. Like horses and carriages. That was cool, but cars were cooler, right?
That's only cool because when you do it now, it's like a vintage thing to do. It's because we haven't done that.
And they'll always be that for theaters, by the way. They'll always be some boutique-y way to go, like, be in a theater type thing.
And just have your friends there.
Yeah, like it's like vinyl records.
But I feel like when all of this comes down to it, when all of it's back to quote-unquote normal, which I'm not sure we're ever going to feel normal again, we can do that same thing in our own basement. Invite your friends over to watch a movie in surround sound and all the big, you know.
Well, it's been true for a while, but yeah, more so than ever.
I think it's more fun, though, because we've had friends over that show up in their pajamas and everyone just chills out on the couch. It's super fun.
Yeah. You don't have to deal with public bathrooms. You don't have to deal with some weird kid going.
Crying babies or anyone kicking the back of your seat.
Yeah, all that stuff. I don't want any of that anymore. Overpriced drinks and popcorn that shouldn't cost that much and spending $70 just to go.
Yeah, it kind of costs that for the two of us sometimes.
It's like, give me a brand new first show movie for $40 and it's less money than we would spend to take the family to see it.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean? So I think
some people have a hard time letting go of tradition, what their tradition is.
Oh, I know. Tradition, like,
so I think it'll
it'd be like
be
Disneyland
around,
going
it'll be
away.
Around for us.
Yeah, it's like Disneyland going away for those Disney freaks. People that are really into Disney. They can't deal with that.
They're still going.
Are they going? Mm-hmm. Do you know anyone who's gone?
Yes.
During this?
Yes. Our friends, Chet and Jen, went to Disneyland and got back.
They got a sweet case of COVID while they were there. They did get COVID, actually, didn't they?
I don't know.
Chet?
Darren's brother?
Oh. Yeah,
they went and got back the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. So they went recently. Yeah. I know that Disney's being like ridiculously careful, but
which is good.
Of course it's good. I don't want to go. Not right now.
I don't think you wanted to go before.
I do. I like Disneyland. I want to see that Star Wars stuff, and I missed all that.
Yeah, we did miss all of that.
Because it happened.
It happened right after the last time we went.
Yeah, no.
For our anniversary,
25th
anniversary.
2019, it didn't launch till 2019.
No, I know, but we were seeing...
Oh, we were seeing it being built, yeah.
It being built.
When we were there,
that's
yeah.
the last time we were there.
Yeah, when we were there, it was like all good. And that was a fun trip, too. That was just me and you. We rented that weird Ferrari thing. What car was that? Oh, no, it was a
Corvette. A yellow Corvette.
That was awesome.
It was super fun.
Down the California highway. What's that highway called?
The UHP.
The UHP? No. Universal...
No. Pacific Coast.
Honda Penis?
PCH. The Pacific,
Coast Highway there.
No, UHP is Utah Highway Patrol. Not that I've seen that any time recently.
I know. I can't remember the last time I've seen a cop, actually. It's been a long time. Well, anyway, real quick here, I want to mention our friends at Raycon Wireless Earbuds. Man, they're so great. We want to thank them for supporting the Morning Stream, of course, and for supporting Skim, and for supporting Film Sack and all these other shows, but in particular this show. I feel like more people have heard this and went, oh, I really like Scott and Kim and they seem to like this, so I think I'm going to get a pair.
And, well, and they would make a great Christmas present.
Oh, yeah. It's perfect time, right?
Yep.
So go to buyraycon.com/skim. You get 15% off your order at Raycon. And here's the thing. There's another way 2020 has thrown us for a loop. The holidays. Lots of go-to gifts are non-starters this year. All right. So think about some stuff like concert tickets or certain dining gift cards, that kind of stuff. You can't do it, right? It's not nearly as simple as it used to be. So after everything that's happened this year, I want to get everyone on the list a gift that will actually make them go, hey, thanks, I needed this. I'm actually going to use this. My silver bullet gift idea. Raycon wireless earbuds. Yeah, that's right. We've teamed up with Raycon. Go by Raycon.com. Sorry, go to buyraycon.com/skim, S-K-I-M, today. Get 15% off that order. And get these amazing earbuds. I love them. They've been fantastic. There was no easier Bluetooth integration. That was simple and easy. Pairing was simple, comfortable in my ears. My ears are dumb, so that's good. That's important. They have a nice noise isolating fit. And as I've mentioned before, the quality on these things is amazing. It's comparable to what you get from premium brands, except Raycon started like half the price. So why go that way when you can go this way? Best of all, this is something they can use for calls, or you can use them for calls or music, work, play, home, on the go, whatever. I've taken entire phone calls from Kim and she had no idea I was even on those things. It's very true. Impressive. It is the gift that keeps on giving. And if they already have a pair of wireless earbuds, you could always use a spare. Trust me, I lose stuff all the time. Spare is a good idea. Anyway, on top of Raycon's everyday great prices, they are offering our listeners here at Skim 15% off right now. Go to buyraycon.com/skim today and get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/skim. That's buyraycon.com/skim. Okay. Back to life, back to reality. What else is going on? Christmas. We have Christmas coming.
It's December 1st, so we have a little bit of time.
We've had Christmas decorations up since the 1st of November. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right.
It was. They've been up for a month, and I'm still very excited every time I turn them on.
It doesn't feel like that was a month. That's so weird.
It went by.
It went by really quick, but here we are. We're sitting next to the smaller tree here in the little kind of central living space, and the big tree over in there. We are artificial tree people for two reasons.
Scott doesn't own an axe.
I don't own an axe. I'm not going to get my own damn tree. And I don't like going to those places where it's just like a dude in a parking lot with 100 trees and you got to go like talk him into a good price on a tree and pick, you know.
You are your father.
Yeah. I hate that stuff.
And I hate vacuuming pine needles.
Yeah, pine needles.
I know there are a lot of people that are disagree with me.
I know. Lots of live tree lovers out there.
It's their tradition, and that's great. If that's your
is it great, though? Like, wouldn't you rather? I'd rather have a tree live than come over here and die, because it's going to die here.
Like, that's a lot of dead trees. Yeah. Right.
Let's save the environment and save my patience. But, like, also, the trees are reusable. Use them every year, and they look great, and it's not a problem. And if it ever gets crappy, you get another one.
Pretty small box, actually.
Yeah. They're not priced too bad.
No.
Actually, I don't know what you paid for it.
Nope.
Was it outrageous?
No, it was not.
You wouldn't tell me if it was.
No, I wouldn't.
This is the problem.
We've had this tree for 7 years.
I thought we had it for 3 years.
No, this one.
Oh, this one, yeah.
Yeah.
That one we've had more recent. That's more recent.
Yeah, that one's more recent. The 9-footer.
Yeah, we got a 9-footer in there. And
it looks great, though. I get so excited every morning to go turn it on. And I turn it on at like 10 o'clock in the morning.
You get excited about that?
I do.
Why don't we just leave it on? It's just LEDs. They don't take any energy.
Okay. Whatever.
I mean, they do, but it's minuscule.
It's minuscule.
Yeah. I like that word.
But it's fun. I have all kinds of fun ideas I'm working on for Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm making little treaty things. Not treats. Homemade treats is hard to do right now.
Mm-hmm.
But working on gifts and making them all.
Kim made hand sanitizer gifts for...
For some neighbor gifts.
Neighbor gifts. And they say, what do they say?
Spread joy, not germs.
Yeah, spread joy, not germs.
And it's a bottle of Purell.
Yeah, and some candy.
It's pretty awesome. I love it.
Some chocolate in
there. I
think
it's great. It's fun.
Are they supposed to put the Purell on the chocolate before they eat it?
Yes.
Well, you just got to make sure you're not exposing herself unnecessarily to COVID, which, by the way, Nick almost couldn't come to Thanksgiving because his girlfriend's sister
was exposed. Right.
Now, she ended up testing negative, but Nick got tested mandatorily by the company he works for. And it was we didn't get the results until Thanksgiving morning, was mm-hmm. it? So we didn't know if Nick was going to be able to, come.
Yeah, we were not going to let him be around everyone.
Oh,
sure.
That would have sucked. I would have felt so
negative,
bad.
Negative. His girlfriend tested negative.
And his girlfriend's sister tested negative. Everybody did.
We were all very lucky there.
Yeah. But we have some other friends that keep getting hit. Like in the family, they had the dad got it. And then
the son-in-law lives with him.
One of the son-in-laws, yeah, got it. And then the other son-in-law that lives there just got it.
Yes.
Did he test positive?
He tested positive this week. And so he is, he was staying at a friend's because they had a spare bedroom so they could stay away from all of this family. And now they're back. But the other sister and brother-in-law moved downstairs. Anyway, it's all kinds of crazy. But this is their third time they've had to go get tested, in like the family has.
That's a lot of brain pokes. I haven't had to do one yet.
I think we're down to a spit test.
Have you had to do one?
No, I haven't.
Nick did a nose one.
Nick's done three.
He did two nose ones, he said. Only one spit.
Yeah. And then Carter's done a spit one, but that was for the university testing.
She said hers was a self-induced nose one.
She had to do a nose one, yeah.
Yeah. So that, I can't decide what's worse, having a nurse/trained professional jam that up my nose or letting me do it to myself. That sounds horrible.
I know.
Like, how would you know where to stop or how far to go or
They're
not
like,
go?
Put it in at least 1 to 2 inches and swirl it around in both nostrils. I was like, Carter, are you okay?
They're tender bits up there. That's not just like a empty tube. It's like little nervy nerves.
Yeah, it wasn't fun. I had to drive her over there to do it.
So you haven't had to have one yet?
I have not.
Neither have I.
She tested negative.
I hope we never do.
I know. I don't want to have to.
Wouldn't it be cool if we were like one of those few people who just straight up never got it?
Oh, man. I hope for that.
So that we, A, don't spread it to anyone else.
I feel bad for anybody that's dealing with it. We have one friend who has lost his sense of smell for 5 months
now. He's still dealing with it. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And he would say, hey, this isn't that bad compared to others. Like, there are people in real dire straits. There are people who barely have any symptoms and are over it in 2 days. This thing is so weird.
Yeah.
It's so freaking weird. And I just know the way whenever I've had like bad flu or pneumonia styles, whatever, it's bad. Like I turn into a mush. So I don't want this because I think I'm going to be a miserable piece of garbage.
Because you are.
Because I am. But then also imagine that getting so bad I can't breathe. You got to take me to a hospital.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
And your cough that you get when you get sick.
I know.
We don't want this. Like, as much as, like, well, we're still young and we're relatively healthy, blah, blah, blah.
We're not
That's
young
all true.
Anymore. I had a birthday last week.
Yeah, way to go.
Thanks for all the everybody.
You're still in your 40s. It's fine.
I'm still in my 40s, but holy moly.
You're a grandma in your 40s. We have to explain to people that you didn't have your first kid in high school or something. Some people have asked. They're like,
really?
Wait a minute. You're only 40-something and you already have a grandchild? And it's like, yeah, what's so weird about that? And they start doing the math, and it's like,
Look, I junior was 19 high, baby. When I got married, 21 when I had Taylor.
Yeah.
And then she got married at 20 and had Van at 24 or 25?
24.
No, 25. Before she turned 26, yeah.
She was my age.
Yeah.
Weird. I was 25 when they were born. She was born. So, yeah, that's weird.
It's just
on the one hand, I still feel very young for where we're at.
Yeah.
But there are other days where I don't. I just found out a friend of mine, I'm not supposed to say publicly, so I won't, but I found out a friend of mine is pregnant again with a second kid.
Well,
he isn't. His wife is. Yeah, he can't do it. His vagina is not uterus isn't working. But what an intense feeling, because he's just about my age. He's only like a couple years younger than me. Is he your age?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
But
so that's intense. So, yeah, it's exciting and scary times at the same time. Everybody's having little babies. And
feel for parents right now, because, man, talking to any parents, it's so hard to get the school thing going. It's so hard that they don't want to expose their kids to anything, which means kids are home all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard.
Yeah. I don't know how they do it.
So my heart goes out to them.
Yeah, especially because, like, are you worried that, are we going to have, okay, this is a controversial question.
Okay.
You love these, don't you?
I do.
But this is what makes me think. So are we going to, let's say when schools go finally back to full-blown hoo-ha.
Yeah.
Are kids going to walk in and people are going to say, all right, let's see how you guys did while you were doing your remote learning. Bill,
my gosh.
Can you tell me the capital of Utah? And he's going to go, Kanab? Like, they're not going to know? Like, I'm worried about that.
I think that when I read any of the local news stuff, actually, it's across the country. There are some real problems with it.
With remote learning.
With remote learning.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, hard for teachers, hard for parents, right. Hard for students.
We have a social gap,
and
too.
And you also, I mean, think about it. When we start, our kids were in school, and they changed the way math was taught.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't help them anymore. I was like, well, this is how I learn. Well, then, Mom, you're doing it wrong. And I'm like, but
that.
The answer is this. And they're like, no, we have to show all the steps and blah, blah, blah. However it had changed. It had really changed.
We changed math.
Try teaching your kids the changed way when there's no teacher around and it's just all homework. My gosh.
I know. It's crazy. But also, all that stuff's important and everything. And of course it is, because what they're learning matters. But to me, what the big fall apart of all of this will be they've had to adhere to a social construct for almost a full year now that is not what... That's not normal.
No.
Like this, the social
and even
stuff
if it was,
matters a
I
lot.
I think the stuff you're talking about, the learning curve and all of that, every household is different to some degree. Some
of
them are like, okay, you need to get up at exactly the same time every morning.
Well, yeah, I guarantee that's not happening everywhere.
That's really hard right there. Then you still have, but I want to hang out with my friends. And you're like, sorry, that's not happening.
Yeah, get on
top
the,
of,
you can talk to them on
Skype.
Instead
of hanging out with your friends.
Yeah.
You need to get your work done. You're behind. And every parent I've talked to, and I talk to a lot of parents with a lot of kids at home, none of them are caught up.
No, of course
not. Not one.
Of course not.
Not that they're always caught up even when they were in school.
This shouldn't be surprising to anyone, though.
But I think it's really going to be rough, and I don't know how you're having kids graduate.
Even just a year of this is really hard
years
on that.
Of school, yeah.
And we're already...
And some of the parents have gone back to work. I'm not sure how they're even handling any of it.
Yeah. I don't know how they're doing it either.
Because they have to have their kids at home, either with someone else or at home by themselves, trying to get this work done that they don't know because they're learning it.
I mean, I'll admit, I still feel kind of slightly guilty that...
That you appreciate
this is,
that your kids
Well, no,
older.
That this didn't happen during...
That's what I mean.
When we were bringing them up.
Yeah.
So this is just a weird time.
A little bit of a guilty feeling, but...
Yeah. And then part of the thing I'm glad about is, oh, Van's too small. None of this matters yet. But if he was 6 or 7 or 8, like, ugh.
Yeah.
So it's
my heart
weird.
Goes out to these parents.
But not
I
only
think
that.
They're doing some amazing
Part things. Of what you do at school is you learn social constructs like who's in charge and how does this get done as a group. And even just the stuff the teachers don't know about. In the hallway, you're dealing with hierarchy and social norms. And why does the big bulky kid... why is he popular, you know, the strong kid, and why is the weak kid not? And can I, and then the choice of, I want to stick up for the skinny kid and not let the big kid bully. Like, all of those opportunities and those, like,
all the
character moments, those aren't there
all
anymore.
All the after-school activities and all of the going to all the games and hanging out with your friends, doing that kind of stuff. None of it's there.
Yeah, instead it's, Mom, the toilet's plugged and I got homework. Like,
Mom, we're out of toilet paper. I can only imagine.
I heard Costco was still low on it. Are they still low on toilet
paper? They're still limiting one package per customer.
Yeah. Another thing Kim did, she went to, this is, oh, tip. Here's a tip. Here's a hot tip. Don't. If you have a Costco and you got to go there because you got to get whatever you need, try to go to one that just opened and that's far away. Because she went to this more rural sort of brand new Costco. I shouldn't say rural, but it's, you know, it's in a town.
Close to where we used to live.
45 minutes ahead, north of us or south of us. Not even that long.
You don't even know.
Half an
where
hour,
is,
20 minutes. Whatever it is. But no one knows about it. So when
well,
you went
no,
in there.
I think they know about it. It's just, it's. For a smaller community. So it's only servicing a couple of cities, whereas the one nearer to us is 5 or 6 cities. packed to the brim. This one Costco. And so I went to the other one. There was less people there. There were no lines, even in self-checkout, which was great.
That's great.
Oh, I'm hand sanitizing my cart as I walked in, and I'm hand sanitizing myself everywhere as I'm using
everything. Go to Sam's Club, which is just less popular, therefore less people.
Here it is, but it is more popular in other places.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Like other parts of the country?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. They've always been great when
in
we've gone there.
Mississippi, they don't have Costco. We only had Sam's, and so it was packed all the time.
Did you know that...
It's just here.
We didn't get a Walmart till 93.
Yeah, I remember going to the first one here.
Weird. Because down south, they were everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Up here, nothing. And now it's like ubiquitous and you don't even think about it, but it's weird to think there weren't Walmarts in every city everywhere.
I know, that was a little weird. And I took your mom to the first one here.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It was fine.
Did you guys wear sweatpants and thongs? Oh, no, I'm sorry, flip-flops. They don't call them thongs anymore.
Nice try.
I keep screwing that up and remembering, oh yeah, thong goes up your butt, not your toes now. Got to remember. All right. Well, anyway, that's what we've been up to. What are you doing on your phone?
Sorry, Nick.
Kim just got distracted.
Nick is calling me and I'm telling him I can't talk right now.
Because you're on the phone? Well, we're about done anyway. It's good. Kim is very attentive to...
He calls me mom whenever he's talking about the kids.
Oh, mother. She's very attentive to the kids and their needs, even when they are just texting her or whatever, and that's good. So I'm not complaining, but
yeah. That's why we have a good relationship, me and Nick.
That's true. Where did Carter go through that? She was going to be out here. Where is she? Oh,
she's
in her room
doing homework or work. I'm not.
She's
sure
about to graduate, and things are.
Well, no, not till April.
Sorry. Well, that's...
she's about to start her last semester.
She's feeling very intense about it.
Yes. It is very intense.
She's feeling very life is changing sort of feelings.
Yeah. What am I going to do next? She's kind of losing it a little bit with that.
A little bit.
But that's okay. That's the right thing to be doing.
Hey.
Not just assume everything's going to be fine and not just assume you automatically have a job. She's stressing a little bit.
Not that like-mindedness is a good match or anything, because you and I are a good example of being very different people, yet we match pretty well. But if anyone in the Salt Lake area knows of, you know, a cute 23, 24-year-old boy who likes D&D and nerd things,
let us know
because she's
gonna lose her mind if she hears that.
Yeah, she'd be mad if she knew I was doing this, but whatever. I'm the one that doesn't usually do the matchmaking. You do. Like, I don't think our oldest daughter's married to Dylan without you.
I did set them up on a blind date.
You met him first.
Mm-hmm.
She was looking at cars.
I was returning the Hyundai and he worked there.
Oh, the Hyundai was going back.
The Sonata.
Yep. The Sonata with the broken turbo. And he worked there and you thought he was like a... You know,
I was like, this is exactly who's Taylor looking
for. Looked like his age or, you know, a little older than her. And sure enough, boom, bam, and they were like...
Boom, bam.
Done. Now they got a kid. So well done, Kim. Get on the next two.
I'm working on it.
I bet this is annoying. I apologize for this. I've been doing this during the show.
There's a chest in the middle of the
living
room that we use as a coffee table, and Scott is just...
Isn't this Steve's dad's?
Yeah, he was in the...
Did this
Army?
Have that one stuff in it?
No.
Okay. I'm just checking if that had the stuff in there. You know the stuff I mean.
Stop. Right now, mister.
Why? It's not that big
anyway.
A deal. All right. That's the show. We're done. Thank you all for listening. We'll do another one. We'll get back on track. All right. We'll get the schedule back on track and have a new episode out by next Monday. And, you know,
We get ready for Christmas.
Yeah. It's Christmas month. What?
I'm excited. It makes me excited. Just even though we don't have big plans, it's only going to be our family. Our small family, it's a good thing.
Yeah, we're playing the music. Oh, I have a recommendation. The Bird and the Bee have a new Christmas album out. Came out actually about a month before now, so it's about a month old. But
it's awesome.
It's so good, you guys. I hate the Little Drummer Boy song. I hate it. But they have a version that I love, and
really?
I don't like
I didn't
that
know
song.
You hated that
I
song.
Hate it. I hate it. Play for me. Blah, blah, blah. I hate it. But their version is wicked good.
Scott's version.
Whose?
Yours.
I don't have one.
You just started it.
Oh, I'm never not going to finish it. It's not going to happen. Also, the last Mandalorian was amazing, so watch that if you're not watching that. And
Oh my goodness. Yes.
This year's Fargo was amazing. And so there's your recommendations for this week.
All right.
Oh, and you should put your cornbread thingy on. You should put a recipe up.
I don't have one.
I know you just made it up, but you can just make it up in your head again.
Okay.
But just think about what you used.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Can't you just generally say like...
I could generally come up with something maybe.
Because I've already had people go, ooh, that sounds amazing. I got to have it. What's the recipe?
Do you want me to tell you? I can just tell people.
Okay, say it. Go.
So I sauteed some onions and celery and garlic.
Onions, celery, garlic. Some. We don't know how much. Some. Okay.
That's true. Whatever amount you like.
Whatever you have.
Then I take cornbread.
Cornbread.
Already cooked.
Already
cooked. Crumble it up.
Where do you get it?
I made it.
Oh, you cornbread. You cooked the cornbread, then you crumble it up.
Yes,
okay.
Then you crumble it up, and I added some rice. To that. Cooked rice.
Cooked rice.
Sprinkle the onions mixture on top of it.
No bread?
No, there was no bread in there.
Oh, really?
The onion mixture, you sprinkle that on top, and I did add some salt, pepper, and thyme to that.
Yeah.
So it was seasoned. And then that's all being put in a 9x13 pan. You put all those things together.
Why 9x13? Does it matter?
It just works. It's about that size.
Okay.
Amount of stuff.
All right.
And then I poured about 3 cups of
eggs.
Chicken broth.
Oh, chicken broth. No eggs?
No eggs. Chicken broth on top of it. Soaked it in a little bit. Baked it at 350 for, I don't know, 45 minutes. That was it.
It was unbelievable.
That probably won't help because unless, I mean.
I don't know how you do that. Like you just wing it like that?
I just wing it like that.
I guess. I don't know. I don't do anything that's even remotely like that. I draw something and maybe that's
yes,
cool because you fill
like
a
that.
Page
yes.
and wing it, but it's not the same. Like I'd be nervous I'd blow it or burn it or not have enough of something.
Well, you
or
do
too
have
much
to keep checking on it because I don't have a recipe. And so you kind of want to go in there and be like, oh, okay, it's getting little crispy bits on the edges of all the cornbread crumble in there.
Oh, and
that's when I knew it was done.
I could mention how Carter put salt in their pie.
Yes, she accidentally added salt instead of sugar to her mixture.
It was the most
it was
like
going to be poured over the apple pie.
It's like a blind old man mistake. Like,
luckily, I caught that before she made it.
I thought the wax paper was spaghetti noodles.
So
that kind of moment.
We remade the caramel, seasoned the sauce.
Yeah, and she tasted it. She's like, "Oh, what have I done?" So but it didn't get cooked, and we all survived, and everyone's fine. But she did make me a little pumpkin pie thing that used monk fruit for sweetening.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Monk fruit makes everything super wet and soggy, but it's okay.
It made it.
It tastes
she
good.
Made you like a pumpkin custard.
It was good.
It was so
very
good.
I mean, that tasted like the real thing to me. And
yeah, that's good.
No sugar. So well done, the monks who brought us their fruit. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Okay,
check us out. Oh, email us. Oh, I forgot to do emails. We'll do emails next week, I promise. But send us more. What is it? Skimshow@gmail.com. Skimshow@gmail.com. Sorry, we're a couple weeks rusty. Skimshow@gmail.com. Keep those coming in. Questions, thoughts, feelings. How was your holidays? Any of that stuff. Suggestions for cool Christmas ideas. Whatever. We're down.
Yep. We want to hear from you.
Yep. And our website is frogpants.com/skim. Leave us reviews wherever you get your podcast. That helps us a lot. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Mother, Bill, and Mabel.